Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. Corona infection numbers are rising rapidly due to the Omicron variant, and more Berliners are also getting a red message on their Corona warning app, suggesting that a PCR test should be done because of an increased risk of having been infected with the virus. According to reporting in the Morgan Post, one is entitled to a free PCR test when the Corona warning app indicates an increased risk, when a self-administered rapid test is positive, when one has been officially identified as a contact by the health department or a physician, or when one is eligible for benefits who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons and wish to participate in a 2G event. Take note that free PCR testing is generally limited to the Senate-owned testing centers. Fee-based PCR tests are administered at the commercial testing sites in the city and usually cost around 40 euros, while express tests can cost more than 100. The result of a regular PCR test should be available after 12 to 48 hours, and the express test results are said to be available after just a few hours. Per RBB reporting, however, on social media, Berliners are reporting long wait times for PCR testing and are even sometimes being turned away. In response to an inquiry from RBB24, a Senate Department of Health spokeswoman said that the current capacity problems were known, stating, quote, "The health administration is aware that there are currently long lines and waiting times in front of the Senate-owned testing centers. This is not a good situation, which we take very seriously," unquote. She added that an expansion of opening hours, more staff, or even commissioning private test centers is conceivable. In Neukölln, however, according to a spokesperson for the district, there is also confusion about who is eligible for PCR testing, and that those with coughs or fevers are said to have been sent away. In fact, per RBB, according to the health administration, the facility's offer is only aimed at symptom-free people, a special rule that many are apparently unaware of and which has frequently led to frustration in Neukölln from patients who, for example, have waited outside for several hours with fever and in cold temperatures. For a PCR test, they were apparently referred to a family doctor or to the possibility of a home visit by the mobile team of the health department in Neuköllner Blaschkoallee. So, the question of exactly what to do in the event of a positive rapid test is not entirely straightforward. The whole thing is roughly regulated in the Corona Ordinance, which states that a positive rapid test should be followed as quickly as possible by a PCR test. First, however, the question arises as to whether, apart from the positive rapid test, Corona symptoms are also involved. If not, a free PCR test is possible upon presentation of the test result at a COVID-19 family practice or at one of the 11 state-owned test stations. However, those with Corona symptoms, such as fever, sore throat, or cough, can get a free PCR test only at COVID-19 primary care practices listed by the KV Berlin. The Berlin Health Administration said in response to a request from RBB that, quote, "Various Berlin GP practices have agreed to test and treat patients who have symptoms typical of COVID-19 and suspect a possible infection if they are unable to contact their own doctor," unquote. For a list of the state and commercial test centers, the citizens hotline number, and the KV Berlin primary care practices, please follow the links in our show notes. According to the Corona dashboard of the RKI, as of yesterday's figures, Neukölln had the second highest incidence of all German districts. In the past 7 days, 3,317 cases were reported in the district alone, resulting in an incidence of 1,041.4 per 100,000 inhabitants. Only the city district of Bremen, with an incidence of 1,080.9, has an even higher incidence. Among the 411 urban and rural districts for which the RKI records case numbers on a daily basis, three other Berlin districts are among the 10 areas with the highest incidence: Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Mitte, and Tempelhof-Schöneberg. In a comparison of the 16 federal states, as of yesterday, Berlin had the second highest incidence with a value of 694.1 after the state of Bremen with 1,028. As confirmed by Health Senator Ulrike Gothe in an interview with the Berliner Morgenpost yesterday, the Berlin Senate wants to quickly implement the stricter access rules for gastronomy agreed upon by the federal and state governments, and Berlin is prepared to implement them this week. This also applies to the simplified quarantine rules and a possible Berlin regulation based on the federal recommendation for FFP2 masks in public transport. As usual, Berlin Briefing will have the latest on the regulations and when they go into effect as soon as a confirmed report is released from the state and/or federal government. This coming weekend, January 14th to the 17th, there will be construction work on the S-Bahn, and the north-south tunnel will be closed from 10 p.m. Friday evening until 1:30 a.m. Monday morning. The closure affects lines S1, 2, 25, and 26. A replacement service with buses will be set up, and a detour using the Ring and U-Bahn is also recommended. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.